Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hello. This is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to be taking some calls. 917-538-8292. You're on the air with Blog Talk Radio. I'm a psychic. Is there anything that you would have to say tonight or anything you have to ask me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. I would like to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, What do you see for me and Matthew?
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm going to look at your cards here. All right.
All right.
Can I have Matthew's birthday, please?
February 7, 77.
And can I have your birthday?
January 28, 73.
Okay. Okay, here we go. It looks like, as I'm starting to look at the tarot, it looks like there's maybe a relationship issue that you want to see what's going on with him. Can I ask you, have you had some issues with relationships in the past?
Yes.
Okay, because it shows that, but here, with the guy that you're speaking of, I don't think that there's going to be much problems with this person. You just got to be willing to be able to decide when he wants to move forward with the relationship, if this makes sense.
Sorry, I don't understand. What, say that again?
Yes, I was saying, I think what it is he's going to have to be the one to make the decision when to move forward with the relationship. I do see that he's happy with you right now, content. But it looks like he's not responding as quick as he should, and this is leading to some doubt on your end, if this makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. And as I'm looking too, it looks like this guy here looks like he's very slow at doing what he does.
He's looking what?
It seems like to me the man that I'm seeing here, he's very slow at doing what he wants to do. Because I can see there have been things talked about in the present and in the past that hasn't come true yet, or that hasn't kind of passed with you, and this still leaves you wondering, when is it going to happen? Have y'all talked of marriage, maybe? Or possibly being involved with one another?
No, we were just trying to take it one step at a time.
Okay. Well, it happened, but it's not going to be as fast as everything wants it to be. I kind of feel like on his end that there's some... he's not as open as he should be about the situation. He wants to be, and then he doesn't want to be. He kind of keeps all his feelings to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're more like you're open and you're there and you want to discuss things and see what's going on. And it seems like with the woman at your state of the situation, it seems like you're really willing to get into the relationship right now. And more willing to move forward. It looks like he's just being stagnated right now. It looks like he's got things in his life that's keeping him busy. Does he like to make a lot of excuses? Because I do see this as well.
He says like he has to do a lot of work and work and work.
Yeah, okay, and this is what I pick up too. He is telling the truth about the work, but he has to understand too that there's a time to make room for other things as well, and it's time for the excuses to stop. It's kind of what I pick up, because I kind of feel like you get offended by that sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
And that you're tired of the excuses, and you're wanting him to do what he said he was going to do, and so I feel like lying to me all the time, you know. I kind of feel like on your end, it's like, well, if you're going to do it, then make sure you do what you say you're going to do. And don't feed me a load of crap. Because this is what I'm picking up. Am I making any sense to you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, what to do in this situation. Should just wait for him to reach out to me?
Well, I think what you may give you advice right now, because I work on random.com and I talk with a lot of people and a lot of women because I'm good with relationships. What I would do right now, I wouldn't hang on forever. My guys are saying, you're not hanging on forever, but she can wait. But God is going to put someone in your life too if he doesn't do something. Because I am seeing this. And you're a people person. You like to get out and meet people and make friends and hang out with people. And, you know, but at the same time, you don't just like to jump from one thing to the next. I can see that. But with him and you right now, I think what you need to do is you need to see if he's going to be willing to compromise his life and work with you. And if he's not going to do that, then maybe it's time for a talk to basically come down to terms to where, you know, well, if we can't get things worked out, maybe I need to move on with my life. I'm not trying to give no kind of bad news or nothing. But I feel like things will work out if something like that was what's to be said to him. Because I feel like he's not going to want to have this relationship again. Because he really likes you a lot. Sometimes he has to be kicked in the butt a little bit, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So I told him that I would like, you know, give him some time to get back to me. And he said, I'll be in touch, like, within 10 days or so. But it's almost like 2.5 weeks now.
Now, yeah, exactly. And see, that's what I'm talking about, the lies earlier. I kind of feel like you're being lied to a little bit, you know. You get disappointed. I feel like there's some promises made.
Yeah, so I don't want to, like, do a text conversation. I really want to, like, wait until I see him and then talk to him face-to-face. But I think he's, like, pushing it off.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I probably picked up the excuses and stuff as well. But I'm seeing you're a spiritual person. So if you will pay attention to your intuition and listen to what your intuition is saying to you here lately, you will understand more clearly about the situation. I think you already know what to do. You just really don't want to do it. You know? And then again, you're like, well, yeah, I do, but you're wanting to hang on to it because you've got such a good heart about the situation.
I think when we're together, I like it, I enjoy it. But when he's like doing stuff like this, I think this is not acceptable behavior.
No, ma'am, it's not. And I understand how you feel. You know, I've been through
so
things.
Yeah. So what do you see? Yeah, I hear you that you said that I should listen to my intuition and stuff. But what is a good course of action? What do you recommend I do now?
Well, for right now, then I just recommend that. My guys are talking to me. Give me just a second. My guys are saying that for me to give you the advice and tell you to just kind of hold back for a little bit. Like he is for right now, try not to call him or anything. I ain't trying to say being mean about the situation, but you need to make him sweat because that's what I feel like he's making you do. I don't know if it's on purpose or anything like that. I don't think it is, but as a woman, I think I would just hold back for a little bit. And then if he does it come forward, go ahead and make another move within the next couple of days. Give that call out.
I have some of these stuff here, so I can say, hey, when are you going to pick up your stuff? And, you know,
that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So I'll have a chance to talk to him at least.
Exactly. And what was your name today?
It's A.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been great speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I'm also located on random.com. If you'd ever like to come by and see me, my name is Psychic Stars, and I will be having a radio show here again been about 5 years since I worked, so my radio show just got it started back up, and it's going to be every weekend for 2 days, and then I'm working through the week. But I hope you've enjoyed the reading. Did I give you any kind of clarity that could help you out today, this morning?
Yeah, I think it was nice that it could go either way. It's kind of like we have to wait and see. The answers will come. So I appreciate you seeing everything clearly and being spot on. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am, very much. That's
thank
my job.
Thank you. Spot on.
Okay, thank you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
For 404, you're on the air with Robert. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Tasha. I was calling to see if you, I was just calling about my love life to see if you saw anything new coming in.
Okay. And what I will do is I will look at the cards. I'm going to shuffle the cards twice. And then I'm going to see what's going on. I do feel like there's a man involved in the situation right now and possibly another man that's out of your path. Does this make any sense? Does this make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Could I get your birthday, the month, day, and year, as well as anyone else's that you would like me to speak with?
Well, just mine is December 9th, 1988.
Okay. Okay, so what is the main question that you have for me tonight? It's just about your love life?
Yes, if you saw anyone new coming in.
Okay. Okay, how do you pull the Emperor card as soon as I start reading? And this is as somebody with authority, someone that wants to be in control of the situation. But let's say they're a dependable worker here. It also looks like I'm pulling up a card of dreams and daydreaming. Do you tend to daydream about things that you don't have that you wish you did?
Yes.
Okay, because that's sticking. I'm showing this too. Let's give me just a second here. Okay, I'm going to say within the 4 month period here, there's going to be someone that you're going to meet. It's going to be a younger guy. And he's far away from you. Does this make any sense? Do you know anybody that's far away from you right now that you know, maybe?
Like when you say far away, like how far?
I want to say out of state.
I just moved from Georgia, so could possibly be. I know a lot of people, so.
Okay. Because it's gonna be within a 4 month period too, and I see that whatever. Have you went through some issues with custody or anything here recently? And I'm sorry I'm picking up all this stuff, but I'll get to your relationship. I'm just reading the cards as they come.
Custody as far as?
Custody as far as, like, children or maybe, you know, having to have custody of someone else's kids or something like that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't
No, mean. It sounds like my job is coming in.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Like my job.
Okay. That's cool because that's the first card. It's justice. It seems like with your finances and stuff like that, it's been a little bit unraveled here lately. I do see that that's going to be getting back on track with you because the Wheel of Fortune falling in your favor, the Queen of Pentacles here. And then the guy after that. So, you know, that's like I was saying, like a 4 month period a while ago. So I think once you get your life back on track here, where you were, you moved to, did you say you moved here a second ago?
Yeah, a year ago.
Okay.
Actually, a year or 4 months.
Okay. Well, I must definitely say that things is going to get back on track for you. And it looks like after that happens with the Wheel of Fortune, it looks like there's going to be a relationship that will come into the picture. But first, I have to tell you, you need to stop not being mean to you, but it looks like you tend to think a lot about the past things that happened to you and stuff that's hurt you. Have you been through some bad relationships in the past?
Yeah, I had quite, my fair share.
Okay. Because it's showing that you've had a lot of heartbreak and you've had a lot of anxiety with that. It's just had you on edge and stuff, and it haunts you sometime at night. And the reason I say that is because of the Ten of Swords, you know, that someone that's constantly worries or has anxiety or is stressed out. You've been stressed out and worried a lot here lately?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, pull the Lovers card, and I get the Ace of Pentacles, and someone is focusing very hard on their work right now. And this looks like you, matter of fact. There is a guy from your past that's going to come into your future. Does that make any sense? Do you know a man with dark hair, kind of tall and not chunky, but bulky in the chest? This is the way I'm picturing him.
Is it someone that I used to date, or?
Yeah, this is someone that you used to date. This is someone that you used to know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. And he seemed like a little sly devil. He knew how to talk. He knew how to, you know, sweet talk, if that makes any sense. And I want to ask you, have you had a death in the family recently? I'm picking up some stuff about that as well.
Yes, I have. My cousin, she's like my sister.
Okay, well, she's just come through the cards as well. And to let you know, I'm a psychic medium. And so when I speak with you, it's something like that was to happen. You know, I do pick up loved ones like that. And she's just saying hello, basically.
I
said hey. No, she visits you at night. I kind of feel like you're really spiritual in your own way. I kind of feel like you just really tend not to deal with it. You tend to, in other words, you deal with it in your own way. There's something that's going to happen fast with material belongings of you, but it's also showing there's a man in the future thinking of you in your present right now. So if you're not with a man, you're going to be with a man. And I don't know if it's going from, it's not going, I think it will too. I think it will be from somebody from your past, but they're going to be new to you, if that makes sense. Maybe like starting over. I don't know. Have you tried to do that?
Know.
Have you tried to do that in your past?
Well, I hope it's not the guy, but it's one guy that I tried starting over with multiple times, but it just does not work. No matter how hard we try, we just can't work. But, I don't know.
I can tell you a couple of things about this person and why it can't work. It's because he, Let's see, how can I
He's a player. He's a player.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm going to try and be so rude, but you said it for me. I just see that, you know, he's going to do one thing, then he turns around, he doesn't ever keep his promise, and just makes you angry.
Yep, that's him.
And then y'all get in a fight, maybe not a fist fight, but a fight over the phone.
And then he goes his separate ways, and he looks for a fight so he can leave easily. That's his move.
Just got tired of it. Anytime you said, look, I'm going to hell out of this. I'm walking away. I don't want to have nothing else to do with it, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're that kind of person anyway. You're like, you know, if you want to pay me, you know, I'll pay you back because I don't have to be treated that way.
Yeah, that's me.
There you go. And because there's conflict here, and then it shows him picking his swords up, walking away from the situation with the four swords here. And then it's showing in the future with him, the hermit card, where he's walking by himself alone with a lantern. He lights his own path, but he likes to tell lies, too, to get his way, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
There's something also about you traveling here soon. Have you thought about going anywhere?
Yeah, actually, everyone keeps telling me that, like my mom and different people, but I don't. Yeah, I've been thinking about a place, but it's nothing set in stone yet.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll be content with it if you do travel, whatever you do go and venture and do. I'm going to go ahead and say congratulations because I think you will do it. Because you're the kind of person that thinks, no, I don't want to, but yeah, I do. You're a back and forth kind of person. And then, you know, you do see, I can't even talk. This is the way you are sometimes. You get so excited you don't know how to talk.
That's me.
I'm telling your energy. And but you end up eventually being victorious about everything pretty much. Something just said she's very outspoken as well. She'll tell you how she feels. And if you don't like it, you can just talk it out. You know,
anything with my career?
Your career, give me just a second here. And do you, let's see, hold on just a minute. Are you a social worker? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Okay.
I'm really good.
Yeah, because I'm picking up someone being a social worker, being very interested at working with children, kids, and family. Because I have the, matter of fact, you might have got them with a case, not here far too bad, about somebody that wasn't too good to the kids. Because I got the pool card, and what I'm talking about is it looks like you might have had to have something done about that situation. But other than that, it looks like your career is, you're getting tired of it. You're wanting a change, it looks like. I mean, it seems like you like your job, but you're really wanting a change with it. And it seems like you're happy where you're at, but like I said, you're wanting a change with the relationship of a man. And this man, like I said, he's far away as well. And this could be from your past, like I was talking of, but he's going to want to come back because he's on a dark course and he's extending the gift. And this decision to be able to
the one that we said was the player?
Yeah, So you're going to have to watch for him because it looks like he ain't trying to be mean or funny or anything, but to me, it looks like he's the kind of person that I'm trying to offer a gift and then charm you back into the relationship.
But the thing is, this is what's so confusing to me, right? So I live in New Jersey. He lives all the way in Atlanta. So he's the type of person that if you live far away, and I thought, you know, I don't see me moving back down there.
I bet he wants you to.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does.
Which I've talked about it before. And I feel like you're the one that's like, I'm not doing it. It's too much for me, you know. I've got it together right now. And I really don't want to uproot my life.
Yeah. What I do to get rid of him, like when he comes back, I always tell him I'm in a relationship.
Yeah. Because I really feel like the reason you kind of talked this way with this man is because he was he ever unfaithful to you at one point in time, or did you have that suspicion?
Yeah, I had it.
Okay. Well, he was, because it's in the cards here. So you have a right to feel that way. Because let's say is your mama still with us today?
Hmm?
Is your mom still in waking life? Is she still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Because I see you're very close to your mother, because she's really religious. She gives you strength and tells you how what to do, or tries to. And you don't listen, but, you know, you do take her advice.
Yeah.
And she's just being a mother. She don't want you to get hurt, this and that. You're like, Mom, I know this. I'm okay. I'll be fine.
She really liked him. And that's what I could not understand. I'm like, why do you like this person? He is not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, like I said a while ago, he's the kind of person, he's like a charmer. He can charm somebody, and I pull the devil card in the present, and speak of the devil, as I say. But he can charm someone like the devil card can right here in the present.
Oh, I'm tired of talking about it. I just really, you know, the thing is, he constantly keeps coming back.
Yeah. Well, see, I kind of feel like he was so involved in your life. He's just on your cards. Do you think about him a lot, or do you try not to think about him a lot?
Yeah, I try not to, but no matter what, it's like we've been broken up for 5 years now, and after 5 years, I mean, it's been off and on, but I mean, every day I try not to, but some way, somehow, it just constantly is always there, and I'm like, I'm ready for something else. I promise you, I really want somebody else. I really want to move on. And I have, but he constantly dreams, thoughts, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my best advice to you right now, past, present, and future, would be for you to move forward in a relationship. And if the past does come back to visit you, to haunt you, and you know what I'm talking about, I wouldn't deal with it. I would just deal with it in a way of, like, trying to be, I would just get rid of the situation in a nice way and be like, you're ready to move forward with your life. And I already kind of think that you're not going to go back out with this man, because I don't see it happening myself. Because there's someone God is going to put in your life, because it's coming on down the road, and it looks like within a 4 month period, you're going to meet someone where you're at. I know you're the kind of person that don't like to get online and look for people, go out and meet friends that you just don't know either, because you're afraid of that. And that's something that is good, but you know, you're not shy either. But I'm just saying, you're a very safety hazard is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also want to tell you, too, for the present, your career with what you're doing now, I kind of feel like you will stay with this job for another 6 months. It's going to be a little while. You don't want to change your job, and then you do want to change your job, but you're afraid of what you're going to find next. So you're doing pretty good right now. So I would just stay with the job for right now. And for the future, things is going to get better with money and your cash flow, too. So I would just hang out and stick with what you're doing. And always feel free to add me as a friend. You can give me a call back. That goes for everyone.
Okay.
And I will feel free to speak with you at any time.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You were awesome. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're really, really welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you. Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, 917, I will get to you in just a moment. We're going to go to a very short commercial break, and I'll be right back. You're on the air with Robert Rees tonight. Could I have your birth date, please? Give me a second. I do apologize. 917, you are on the air with Robert in Atlanta tonight. Could I help you out with something? Could I have a birth date?
You just spoke with me. I was the first caller.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
805, you're on the air with Robert. How can I help you this evening? Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I hope you can hear me. I think you just hung up on me, though, a few moments ago.
I do apologize for that. I'm new to this show, so please take my apologies.
It's fine. I'm trying to do a show of my own down the road, and I can't figure it out quite yet either, so I totally understand.
Okay,
is
there
something?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. What it was is if I hung up on you, like I said, I apologize. It's not the buttons. It's all new from where I worked here 5 years ago. So I'm starting to do my show again. And I will be on the air every weekend from at least 12 to like 2 in the morning. And then I do work on random.com as well as a psychic full time too. So I'm trying to get some advertisement promotion out there. But I give free readings on the air here. I'm going to start doing that on Blog Talk, too. Do you have anything in particular on your mind that you would like to talk about tonight?
I wanted to ask about jobs, careers.
Okay, jobs and careers. Okay. Let me shuffle your cards here. I just want to say something real briefly. Do you already have something going on for you that's really not taking off for you right now?
No, I actually am not employed right now.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. I have lots of hobbies, though, that I'm really good at, but that I kind of do as side hobbies. Hopefully, they'll turn into jobs later, but I'm not employed right now.
Okay, because that's probably what I was picking up on, because like same with hobbies, I was looking at side work, so maybe that's what I was seeing, too. But I'll go ahead and start with your reading and your concerned about your work, basically.
Sure.
Okay, as I look at the cards, I get the Four of Cups. Looks like you've been sitting idle quite for some time, but there's going to be a gift presented to you by a young guy. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but this is what's come up here. Do you talk to your mom quite a bit? Your mother is coming into the reading with a father figure here. That's kind of weird. And there's going to be a celebration. And basically, how I read my cards, I just read them on top of each other. So whatever comes about will be. Okay. Have you applied anyone for work at all? So that, I just want to ask you that question first before I tell you what I've seen.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Because I get a action card, which is something that's going to happen very quick within 4 or 5 6 within an 8-week period. Okay. And then I get a 4-1 behind that, and then there's like the Queen of Swords, the Devil, the Work card, and then I get a card of Daydreaming and a card the Ace of Swords, and it's kind of like someone with a very sharp tongue that says what they think. This could also be somebody out of your past too. It's like a man, maybe. It could have been this way. I'll get to that later.
Okay.
I feel like the action card here, the 8, I feel like that's going to be like in an 8-week period, so it's going to happen fast with work. Because after that, I get like the past, the present, and the future. And that's 3 days, okay? If this makes sense, that's 11-day period. That's 11-day period that you're going to hear something about whatever you've went and done. And it's going to be good news because the devil's not forward, he's reversed, so he's looking away from me. So it'll be good news. And I think if you apply for whatever you apply for, you're going to get it from the way the cards is favoring you here. And
okay, because I was asking because I have applied somewhere and I'm doing an interview tomorrow. And
yeah.
And I wanted to see if it would pop up.
Yeah, you called just in time because it did. And it's going to happen quick, so that's tomorrow, just like you said. So that makes sense. So maybe the 8-day or 11-day period I'm picking up too, that could also like involve the people that's going to be involved in helping you get that work. And also maybe there might be some training involved with that. Something you have to go through, to really understand what it's about. And something saying just to watch how you act, be more professional. And they're going to like you. I think they like you anyway. So let's see what else is going on here. Am I making sense to you so far?
Yes, I was kind of hoping, because I can hear you on some of the other callers, how you're easily able to call out things. So I was looking to see if you would know what kind of job it is so that I would, trust your words a little bit more. Just because I'm still kind of a skeptic to the reading thing. So the more that's put out there, the easier it is to believe it all.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So, give me just a second.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a second. Did you, I'm picking up nurses or doctors or something. Do you apply to something like that, maybe? In that kind of a field?
No. I thought about being a nurse before, but no.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't pick up that certain area or field that you're wanting to do right just yet. But I can tell you that there is a union of two people that, hold on just a second, there's like a union of two people, and then there's a guy that's going to be involved with the job. It looks like when you get the job, you will stay there because you'll have enough money to gain more material prosperity than what you did have in your past. Because I know that kind of you have the money, you like to be like a material person, which is not a bad thing. Everybody likes more money and a little cash flow and do what they want. It's going to lead me. Go ahead.
I was going to say that does make sense. Well, I'm not very, I'm humble. I'm not too materialistic, but I do love the nice things. So that makes sense to a degree, yes.
Yeah, okay. And it looks like someone that's been thinking here recently about something is going to go through changes. And there's a justice card that comes up here. And then the relationship card comes up. Do you know of anybody that you might have dated in your past that went through some kind of legal issues or something?
In the past, no. My husband that I have now has been through some legal issues in the past.
Okay, well, this could be that then, because there's a man thinking of the changes with justice and then the relationship card. So this could be very well the present, because the death card files in the present. Justice was in the future, and he was in the past. So, thank you.
If he was in the past, it might be because he's my high school sweetheart, and we've been together for many, many years. So he is a part of my past as well, but I don't think he was in legal trouble back then.
Okay. I had some static, so if you do break up, I do apologize. Let's see. It looks like you've been carrying around a lot, or trying like a lot of responsibilities here lately, and you've been upset with it. It looks like you've been going through a lot. I need to tell you, my guys are saying to have strength, because you've been kind of carrying the load yourself there lately a lot. And this has made you overwhelmed with a lot of stuff. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because the cards are showing that. And I do want to say, it looks like family is judgmental sometimes toward you. If that makes sense to you as well. But you really don't listen to that.
Judgmental?
I feel like your family can be judgmental sometimes, but you really don't listen to that. You do what you want to do. You
know, that has happened plenty of times, yes.
Yeah, and it causes family problems with you sometimes. I want to tell you that you're spiritually gifted. I get the high priestess here. You need to trust your intuition a little bit more and know that things will be okay and everything when you pray about certain stuff, because I feel like, yes, you have the faith and you know and understand, but you need to, and it's showing in the cards where you need to have more strength and know that things will be all right. But there's a conflict in the past over money. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And this involved a man, and then it was with and it was the magician card comes up here. And he's sad, he's lonely, he's by himself now, it looks like. And he's looking at what he had said or what he had done. Does that make sense to you?
Wait, what has done?
I said it looks like what he had done in the past. It looked like it looks like that it's, he's sad about it and he's looking back on the situation.
That sounds about right of something my husband would do.
Okay. Well, career and finances is going to turn around because of fortune here. And I'm seeing that you're in the need for money right now. Your mother, I see you're very close to her. You talk to her a lot. And then again, you try not to because y'all get in arguments sometimes. But
yep.
I feel like...
mentioned the judgment, I have a bad past with my mom. But as I get older, it's been easier to connect with her. And she's also changed a lot herself. She's the one that got me to try tarot and medium readings and stuff. So she's changed a lot. So it's been much easier to be close to her.
Yeah. And she's spiritual as well. So if any gifts that you do have, they come from your mother. It looks like she's content with herself right now. But also, she has her times when you're out and speaking with her that she thinks about what she's done. And I can see she's very apologetic, but it's hard for her to do that sometimes. But if there hasn't been a talk about it, there will be coming up soon, probably. And, you know, I think, you know, you're pretty much over some of the stuff, but, you know, it would help probably if she did do that. Because she's really hurt your feelings in the past. And I see you've walked away from a bunch of what did happen or what was said to be able to be free from it. Is there another in particular question you might have for me?
Say that again.
Is there any particular question you might have for me, or is there anyone that you would like me to try and speak with that could have passed over? You had anyone that's passed over recently? I asked the last lady that, but I kind of feel like there's somebody she could have been close to in high school, if that makes sense, that could have died.
Not recently, but maybe like. Well, not like in the last year, but in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. Because there's a card of the three swords, which is of loss and sorrow, being upset, crying, and stuff like that. Do you tend to cry a lot when you're by yourself or when you're alone, when you're thinking or maybe meditative or being in your prayer, praying and stuff like that? Like, you're a really emotional person. Are you an Aquarius?
I'm very emotional, yeah. I try not to be because I don't want to be like that. I try to get tough, but yes, I tend to be very emotional, and I often will listen to meditation music, and I tend to get too deep in thought and kind of lose it a little bit with crying, yes.
Okay.
Not
well,
that I mean
fine.
To. I think it's just a natural response.
Exactly. And as me as being a psychic, that's what I do as well. So basically the thing to do when that does happen is try and tell yourself, okay, I'm not going to do this and I'm going to be stronger and just think about things you have went through that's made you stronger and it'll make you stronger on the inside where you won't do that when you are meditating. But you're going to go through a experience, it looks like, with your work, and you're going to be happy with your job, and you're going to be able to get the money to do stuff that you've been wanting to do. I even think you possibly wanted to get a new car or maybe even move, but you've not been able to do that because of work. But I think when
this
happens...
Oh, my God, you knew. That is so cool that you know that. Sorry, that's... I kind of got chills just now. I'm like, whoa, like I haven't told my husband, I haven't told anybody that we're car shopping or looking to move. So, yeah, that's you got me chills right there. Sorry.
Okay, so do you believe me now?
Yeah. Getting there, yeah, pretty much. We're like on like 99%, yeah.
Okay, good. I don't try to prove myself, you know, I just let you listen and see what you think. But I pull the Temperance card here, and I get the Cool card beside it, and the Moon card. There's going to be another decision that you will make after you get the job. Kind of feel like you can be foolish with your money. You like to spend money when you do have it. Try to save up some money for an emergency in case something comes about where you're going to need it. And don't be foolish, because the card I got was a full card. Be so foolish with your money. And the Moon card here, that's another card of the intuition. Your life is going to turn back around and everything's going to work out. But and other than that, pretty much
I do have one more thing before we probably go. I would like to know if I know you're not a doctor, but do you see anything going on with my health that you can point at?
Immediately when you said that, Susan said if she got some sort of a disability, maybe health wise. Do you have diabetes?
No, I don't.
Okay. Then I don't see nothing off the bat, you know, because I really don't deal with health issues. So, but right now I don't pick nothing up, so I don't want to say nothing I ain't supposed to.
Okay, sorry. Well, you just said baby, didn't you?
Well, if you're concerned about having a child, I didn't say baby, but I can go ahead and tell you there will be a baby maybe down the road. But you're going to have to be very careful with your health because of some of the issues you have. And I kind of feel like that is with like your reproductive area, something around in that area you're going to have to look into make sure you're healthy enough to be able to have a child. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And
okay.
No, we don't have a baby, but yes, we are going to be trying to have a baby in the next few months. We were waiting for my husband to get another promotion before we started.
Yeah,
having.
Yeah.
So you're bringing up babies, so it's on our brain, and we're thinking about it, yes.
Yeah.
We're not trying yet, but we're thinking.
Yeah, and I think you are wanting a little girl, really. But
he wants a little girl. I want a boy.
Boy, yeah. Because
I want a boy first and then a girl.
Uh-huh, okay. So my intuition was not. Okay. Well, give me a call back. What was your name today?
Oh, Amber.
Amber. Amber, it was nice speaking with you. I seem like I had a slow connection with you to start with, but it seemed like here toward the end I've opened up a little bit. You've opened up to me, it looks like, a little bit. And I was able to connect with your energy.
I'm still skeptic. So sometimes when I'm first on, I'm like very like not sure of what the person might say. And then as they start hitting the nail on the head, I start kind of coming around. And the more that happens, the more I will believe, most likely.
Yeah, I have worked on a random probably 5 years now. And my name is Psychic Stars. If you ever want to go over there and read some of my reviews on random.com, they're phenomenal. I'm a 5-star psychic there. And I'm going to start working here every weekend, doing like free readings over the radio just for a blessing for people. So if you ever want to check it out, feel free to do so.
Definitely. Thank you for telling me that.
All righty, and you have a good night.
You
morning.
Too. Thank you for all your insight. Thank you so much.
Can I talk to somebody else? Okay. What? Okay, I'm going to take a short break before I do another reading. 516-212-5349, you are on hold for right now. So if you would please wait, and I will be back in a minute, not really a minute. And I will see you then. Welcome on the air, 516. Sorry for the hold. I'm now back from my commercial. Can I have your birthday, day and year?
Hello, hi, this is Lena. March
7th, 1962. Okay, do you have any particular question that's on your mind that you'd like to ask me?
Yes, I do. I'm looking for, I've been working part-time since November, and I'm looking for a full-time job. I need to get into a better living. I've been living out of my car for 2 years, and there's a man around me, Steve, and I don't know why he doesn't want to help me but come forward, but then I Can you tell me what's going on with that guy and a job and a home for me?
Okay. Hold on just a moment. One more time, and I'll be with you. Make sure I get them shuffled good. Okay, so you want to know about your job, your home, house and home, and you want to know about this guy, correct?
Right.
Okay. I see you being very tired and stressed right now. Also, I see that you stay worried a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it's 100 degrees living in the car. I mean, I don't have too many people around me that's been helping me. And this is, I'm wearing, getting worn down. I don't know what this guy Steve wants from me because he knows my living situation doesn't come forward, but then wants me to date him, so doesn't even live around here. So I don't know what this man wants from me.
Okay, I think that he feels sorry for you, but not so much feels sorry for you. Don't take it that way. I think that he wants to help you. Has he mentioned that to you before?
No, actually, I've known him for like a year, but he's moved away and he tries to put his friends on me and send me out on a wild goose chase date. He goes on my dating site and he pretends he's other people to get information out of me. I blocked him. If he wants to come forward and help me, why doesn't he just do it? Call me and tell me, I want to help you. Why does he have to play these games?
Yeah, okay, well. I think that's what he is, honey. I think he is just a player. And I think you need to leave him alone because the cards start out showing that he is going to be a helper, but he is also a hindrance when you're trying to get a blessing. And you're not going to be able to get...
Do you think he's seeing other women?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So what does he want from me?
He just wants another woman to tweet with. And I'm not trying to be funny, but see, I'm picking the card of contentment here. And you're about to go through changes yourself. Have you been looking for work at all here lately?
Have I what?
Have you been looking for work at all lately? Because it shows changes.
I have a part-time job and I'm looking for a full-time job, and there was a few positions that came along, but they just didn't seem like they were right, and there has been some opportunities, but there's nothing that seems really good, you know. It's just I don't want to go from the fire to the frying pan.
Yeah. It looks like you are going to go through changes. Like I said, the changes is going to be that you're going to get out of the car. You're not going to be slipping in your car more. It looks like family and friends, it looks like you really don't have much family and friends. So they don't. They would have to help you.
Yeah, I have my sister, but she lives like an hour away. She's got a tiny house. I mean, and her husband and her son don't really like anybody, so I can't see me living with them. And I did live with her daughter for 2 years, and that was terrible.
Yeah. And so right now I just kind of feel like you just doing what you can do to, you know, to have peace, really, within your I'm sorry, but that caller died. Please come back again. I'm going to give you a break. And I will pick you up real quick.
Again, I got disconnected. I'm the lady living in the car.
Yeah, I do apologize. You were disconnected. As I was saying,
when do you think I'll be getting a new job?
Well, I could see that happening within a 2-week period because I kind of feel like you're not happy with your part-time job. You are, you're not.
No.
And I kind of feel like that you will go and, you know, possibly want to be hired full time. And
yeah.
I feel like this full-time job is going to pull you into being able to get enough money to get back onto your feet. But I did want to tell you about this guy again. It seems like he is just trying to keep you misdirected and off your path. So I would, the advice I'm giving here is to ignore this man because he doesn't care about you. He cares about himself. That's the way I kind of feel about this. But I feel like...
What does he want from me? Is he what?
Does he ever stalk you or anything? Has he ever done that?
Yeah, I think he is stalking me, but I don't know if he's still living here. He's stalking me on my Facebook.
Yeah, I think he is not a good guy and not a good person. And if he had to, you need to totally avoid this man. I don't know what he wants with you, but he's not good news. He's just somebody that I wasn't really messed with before.
That what?
That I wouldn't mess with no more. And what I mean with that is like just don't have nothing else to do with him.
Yeah,
I
stopped talking to him online anymore. I stopped it.
Yeah, I see that he did put a stop to that because that's why he's thinking of you now and probably going around stalking everything, like looking at your Facebook and trying to find out where you are and stuff like that. he might have got close to you, but he might also be a little crazy to you.
He's crazy, you think? You said he's crazy?
Yeah.
Really? How is he crazy?
Well, I kind of feel like he could be a little bit crazy. I wouldn't say psycho or loony or anything, but if somebody is stalking you on your Facebook and is trying to flower your chat and everything, something in relationship.
Yeah. Do you think so he wants me to live with him? Is he dangerous?
Well, I don't think I don't think he will be living with him.
Oh, I would never.
No, you will not live with him. You will go through changes, but the changes come up again, and it will be with you. And it's not going to be with him. But anytime a man wants a nice woman, they're not going to stop him around and try to scare him out of one. So, most definitely, something's up with that. So, my advice is just to leave him alone. He's a little weird. I don't know what he wants from me, really. I think it's just he's obsessed. I get obsessed, and that's what my guys are telling me.
But he's a womanizer?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, he is. He really is.
Oh.
How can
he get even women? He's nothing even to look right. I mean, he's not even great. I mean, there's nothing good about him. And he thinks because he's got a great physique that he's like 61 years old. There's nothing great about him.
Yeah. He can be a possible pedophile, too. You know, there is a lot of people that is like that. You have to be careful with.
So you think he's been following me around town? Because I didn't think he lived around here anymore. He told me he moved.
Well, he's a lie to you.
You mean he does live around here?
Yes, ma'am, he does.
Oh, boy, so he lied. So what, has he been following me around town? His friend asked me to go go out with him, and I wouldn't go out with him.
Okay, and I think this pissed him off too, is it true?
Yeah.
Because the King of Cups, the backstabbing card with the King of Cups is to come up with a relationship that will not die, and that's what it's showing. Then it's, I pull the Strength card here that's saying to tell you to have strength, but you can't. Although you've got strength with the situation, it's hard for you because of the depression and anxiety that it's putting on you. And it, to a point, it's got you a little scared. And then again, you're not, but you're watching your back. Does that make sense?
I didn't hear you. What did you say? Does somebody watching my back?
Yes.
Who?
I feel like it's this man.
He's watching. What do you mean he's watching my back? He's making sure nothing happens to me?
Well, I feel like he's around the corner and stuff like that. You know, how would you say that when somebody watches you when you're going around town? I feel like he's following you wherever you're going and he knows where you're at.
So you think he's worried that something's going to happen to me? Why doesn't he come forward and try and talk to me? Why has he been hiding and pretending he's somebody else if he's worried about me?
Well, I kind of feel like this man, he can kind of be the person to confuse your emotions, but also I kind of feel like he's the kind of person that can manipulate someone to make them believe anything. See?
Yeah.
And it makes you hard to be able to understand what's really going on within the situation. And I pulled the Devil card here. He doesn't look very nice. It looks like he's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, my God. What?
About this. Did you have a warning from anyone about this person?
Yeah.
You did? Okay, well, you better heed the warning because this man is in your cards. And I don't see him doing no harm to you at all. But I do see him stalking you and trying to scare the hell out of you, basically.
Stalking me and trying to scare the hell out of me?
No, I said I do see this man that is going to come to you and talk to you and probably try to scare the hell out of you.
Scare the hell out of me?
Yeah, exactly.
Who, the man? Who, him?
Yes.
Why? What do you mean he's going to try and... Is he going to... So he wants to try and talk to me to date me, or...
Well, yeah, when's he's going gonna... to try to... See, he's going to try to do that, but it's going to scare you to the point where you're not going to want to have that to do with him. Because, to me, he even seems creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody you would not have had to do with. My advice to you is because you
when
have
do
a lot
you see
of...
Him, when do you see him coming up to me?
Possibly within the next couple of days.
Oh, my God. Where do you think this is going to happen? Around town?
I think it could be like around a major intersection, maybe on the side of the street. And probably like maybe when you get out to go somewhere, he might walk up to you, approach you in a car.
Yeah. What
I think he would do that.
Because I did see him about a few weeks ago, and I ran in the car. But he looked the other way, so I don't know why he was there looking. But he wasn't in his car. He was in someone else's car. So I don't know what he was trying to, why he wasn't in his car. If he got a new car or he didn't want me to see his car.
He was in another person's car. That wasn't his car.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, and I think he was driving another person. I think it was maybe a friend of his car that he was driving, and he was,
yeah.
That's how he was getting around that day. I hope that gives some clarity to you and try to help you out.
Oh, my God. So, what does he want from me?
I don't think that he's going to hurt you. I think that he's just going to be your lover or your boyfriend or something like that. But I just think you don't want to have nothing to do with him, really.
No.
No. And so what you need to do is you need to get as far away as possible from this guy.
Where am I going to go? I have nowhere to go right now. And he knows I'm living in my car. So he knows I'm living in my car, and he wants me to what, live with him? And he wants to help. How does he want to help me?
Hold on just a minute.
Does this guy have money or is he broke?
This guy's got money. Let me ask you a question. Are you up north? Do you live up north? I feel like you do.
Do I live up north? No, I live in Florida.
Florida? Okay.
I'm from New York, though, originally. I've been here 31 years.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of then, but you're in Florida. Okay, so yeah, now that I got a sense of where you're at now, because I'm in the state of Georgia, I kind of feel like this man is just not in his right mind, really.
He's what?
He's not. I just feel like this man's not in his right mind, and that you need
What's
to get away
from him.
He's psychotic, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and if. You know, people that's kind of messed up a little bit, they can do things they don't mean to sometimes.
I mean, I met him last year and I blew him off. I think that's what pissed him off because I wouldn't go out with him, but I thought he was a nut job then.
Well, exactly. And so you weren't even attracted to him then. He come on to
no.
you way too quick. He come on to you
yeah.
way too quick. And then
yeah.
he wanted his
and
pants,
he-
it looks like.
Then he started saying that he liked skinny women and that I was too fat. But then go find somebody else and leave me alone. I'm not going to lose 30 pounds overnight just for you.
Exactly. I hear you, honey. But,
So he wants to come up to me to try and ask me to go out with him?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. this man is like very loony from the cards because he don't have his shit together. And I'm not trying to be.
No, I knew that. I knew there was something wrong. What is wrong? Did he have bipolar?
I think it is. It's something like that. And he doesn't mean to be the way he is, but he is. But he can scare the heck out of people, you know, not meaning to as well. And then again, I think you just really pissed him off when you didn't go out with him because he was wanting to go with you. And, you know, he was attracted to you, but I really feel like you weren't attracted to him. So that's why I messed it all up.
Yeah, and it wasn't that he wasn't attractive. He was ugly in the inside. He wasn't nice. He claims he's a gentleman. I never saw any of that. I mean, and then he got mad at me. He wouldn't talk to me. And then then he started stalking me on my Plenty of Fish and then my face calling me and I had to block his number. I mean, the man's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's sending his friends to me while I go out with him. I mean, then he wanted me to live with him. I don't even know this guy. I don't even like him. Why would I live with someone I don't like? He said he wanted to marry me. He told me he was obsessed with me.
He said a lot of bullshit. Let me tell you that. Something that he's not going to do. It's a bunch of lies. And I don't think you want no part of it, really. Because, you know, you want somebody that's going to love you for who they are and not what you are. And you want somebody that's caring. And you're really not somebody that's worried about a man right now because you have got more important stuff, really, that's going on in your life right now that you need to get taken care of. And you're really wanting this man to stop doing what he's doing so you can get what needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, he's affecting my life. He's got his friends coming up to me and asking me all kinds of questions. Where am I going? Where am I working? What am I doing? I stopped talking. I stopped going to the places.
Yeah, I just went and deal with his ass some more. That's what is his name, by the way?
Steve. He's a Sagittarius.
Yeah, Sagittarius. They're like that. They like to think they know everything. And they like to be a little bossy here and there. They like to be, you know, like stuck up assholes too, excuse the language. But I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah, and they're the womanizers too, most of them.
Oh, yeah, they are. And he's a big one. Mm-hmm. He thinks that he can get any woman that he can get or find.
Ew.
That way. Yeah,
really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Ew.
And he's I see his face. He looks like an old man to me.
Yeah, he does. He thinks
and,
because he was. Ew. There's nothing good about him.
I see that he doesn't have a bad. I see that he doesn't have a bad soul, but I see that, you know, maybe people don't want to date that kind of person, but he tries to force that on them. But you need to get away from this man. He's just not for you because God's got somebody in your path.
When do you think I'll find somebody new? Do you think he's going to try and interfere with that?
No, I don't think he'll interfere with that because I think by the time this happens, he'll then long be gone.
I mean, my new job, you said I'll be starting it in 2 weeks. I mean, how long before do you think I will leave this job where I'm at now? Because I can't stand this woman I work for.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a 2-week period, like I was saying earlier, because it's just getting on your nerves there and it's overstressing and you're not making enough money to where you can survive, really. Once you get into this other position here, I think that you're going to be more happy with yourself and you're going to want to move forward yourself. But for right now, I would stay focused on what I was doing. And I wouldn't worry about this gentleman at all because he's done my bad news. He seems like a pervert to me.
A pervert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
and being a psychic advisor, I work on Aranum.com. I have ratings from around the world. People have talked very good of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 5-star psychic, and people have just told me how phenomenal I am. And so whenever
really?
I'm talking, yes, and I give you advice, just listen to it because I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. It's my God's talking to you.
When do you think I'll job? When do you think I'll have this interview?
Let's see. Let me look here.
Because I've been looking. I did have something scheduled Tuesday, but the job is too far. My car is not going to make it that far.
No, it's not going to be that. I think it's going to be closer to where you're at, where you can get around.
Yeah.
Why am I picking up in Orlando with you? Does that make any sense to you? Do you know anybody in Orlando?
Oh, my God. That's where this guy is from. And my niece is going to be moving there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. So now you believe me, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm picking up Orlando. This is not good.
And I'm going to move to Orlando?
Yeah. Mm.
No, I would never move to Orlando. I don't like Orlando.
Well, I don't think personally you're going to move there. I just picked up that his location. You know, Orlando, because Santa said, what about Orlando? You know, is he there? You know, and then that's what my spirit guides just told me. And then I asked you about Orlando, and you thought, oh, my God, that's where this guy's at. So they just confirmed it to him, really.
That's where he lives, but he told me he moved back to Orlando, but I don't know if he's in my area. I think he has a house here and a house there. I'm not really sure. I don't know a whole lot about him.
Yeah, he's bad news. I would leave him alone with definitely here because you're blinded by what's really going on, by the truth, and there's judgment of the King of Swords, which the King of Swords is still a card of caution of a older man that can be dangerous, and that's a card of danger, and it could happen quick if you don't leave him alone. So, yeah, I'm just going to end this reading because.
Okay, thank you.
Uh huh.
So you think he's around me now?
right now. No, I don't see him nowhere right now. I mean, but I know most definitely he lied when he said that he hadn't went back to Orlando or wherever he said he was coming
really?
From. He's not back at home. He is up around where he's at, yeah.
Really? And why would he lie?
You'll see. welcome back to Blog Talk Radio tonight. Robert Lynn was psychic gifts every day. I am in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I will be performing tarot readings tonight. I do have 18 minutes left on my time. So after this reading, I will convene the morning. And so go ahead, caller. Can I get the city and state you're calling from? And can I get your birth date, day, month, and year, please? And your question that you're wanting answered.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? This is Jane.
Well, nice to meet you, Jane.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm calling from Canada, from Toronto, and my date of birth is the 18th of June, 70. The question I had is, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go right here.
Just want to know if you see any changes coming up for me at work.
Thank you. Have you wanted to quit your job here recently, or have you been thinking about it?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you there.
Yeah, I said, have you thought about maybe possibly quitting your job and try to look for a new one?
Yeah, I want to. I wish I can just quit, but, you know, I need the job to pay the bills.
Yeah. And I feel like this is due to something that's bothering you with your health, maybe. Is that making sense?
Well, I'm dealing with a lot of stress at work. There's some people that are, you know, making my life difficult.
Well, I'll check with your cards and I'll go in and see what I can get here.
Okay.
As I'm starting to look at the cards here,
mm-hmm.
I see that there is a lot of responsibilities and issues that's going on right now. The issues that I'm picking up is that you're happy with work, but again, you're not happy with work. Looks like there's a girl that's bothering you at work. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, there is more than one person there. There's one particular male that's also bothering me, a male coworker.
Yeah. This is what's making you want to maybe possibly quit your job, but the time you can because of money and finances, and as you stated, your self bills and stuff like that, which is understandable. I do say that your guide is with you right now, which is making it possible for you to move forward. Who do you know of that work that has been talking behind your back? Do you feel that way? Is that what it is? Because it's in the cards here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's been going on. Yeah.
You
I feel like I'm being bullied at work.
Yeah, there's a lot of gossip of friends and a woman and a man because it's pulled up again. And you're going to have to make a choice. And it'll be a good choice if you do. Excuse me, ma'am. It's going to be the Ace of Pentacles. And the Ace of Pentacles is basically making a good choice to either leave the situation and enter into a better one.
Uh-huh.
I'm picking work up here. I feel like you're going to have some words in your job, probably. And this is going to make you probably have to get another job. I feel like you're the kind of person that is going to tell somebody what the way you feel. And it can either upset them, hurt their feelings, or something like that sometimes, not meaning to. But at the same time, I feel like you need to hold on to your material possessions. Does that make any sense so far?
I think so. I kind of missed some of the things that you said. Sorry, I'm just, I don't know, I think the connection's not good. But yeah, do you see me getting a new job?